wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
A little late, but never, never fear. We are here. Just like the mail in the United States, sleet nor rain nor snow will keep us away from you. What is that for?
Have no fear.
Have no fear.
Okay. It's Mighty Mouse or something.
What's Mighty Mouse.
Oh. No.
Have no fear. Mighty Mouse is here.
Does Mighty Mouse deliver the mail?
Right. He's very busy.
Did I miss a step?
Yes, vermin. Vermin now bring mail to your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course they do.
Still a rat.
For those of you wondering...
A rat is a rat.
Why any bit of rain would delay the show starting. You have no idea how people in Phoenix react and drive when... Hi, Mom. When a little bit of rain hits the windshield, let alone the streets in this city,
it's nuts.
They just lose their mind.
Included.
Oh, stop it.
I can throw no stones on that one. I'm the one that didn't know how to use my windshield wipers time and had to pull over.
That's fair.
It's a valid point. It's
also
very true.
You're from Buffalo.
Well, different
again,
car. He's had a different car.
Yeah, exactly. How long did I have a driver's license there?
You moved when
less
you were...
than 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still. I call bullshit.
And it was a long time ago. I mean, it was always raining. I don't want you to think Niagara Falls is anything but rain, but...
That's true.
Lush areas.
At least the last year I lived there, I thought, will this never end?
Come on. Need a day of sunshine.
Do I need an arc?
I know a guy.
Yeah.
Well.
I was going to go down to that museum and see if I could get any tips.
Sure. I can understand.
Just a quick trip to Kentucky to find out how to build an arc.
Wow. Okay. So if you're...
by the way, passive aggressive.
If you're not
that's
in the... Oh, look at that. Keep Minnesota passive aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Or not. Whatever you think is
whatever
best.
You think is
it doesn't
best.
Matter. What are you?
Yep. It's honest.
Are you hungry?
Meow Cal in the chat room. For those of you who are not in the chat room or are just listening to the live audio stream, Meow Cal, one of our visitors in the chat room, she says, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. I have an ongoing one-sided argument with Microsoft all day today, so I will be passive aggressively shitting on Microsoft throughout the night. By the way, just throw it out there, entire show supported by Microsoft software, so thank you. Aside from the two items that we use to actually record and or broadcast the audio stream, which are Apple products, everything else is Windows, and I personally love it.
I have Apple.
I don't want anybody to get all uppity on me. I'm on that shit.
I like all the things that would be quicker than a Windows 10 update.
Oh my God! Why are you just now doing a Windows 10 update?
Does it have anything to do with the year? Like, should it be on the Windows?
Well, no, but it's still 18? Windows 10. But my God, Windows 10 came out. I don't know, three
yeah,
years ago.
Computer boy. Maybe it just got to murder.
I don't know. It just seems like wow. I don't know.
Sometimes it just takes a minute to read all the files, like.
I thought you were going to say to read all the fine print, because nobody does.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Except
there's a really funny South Park about what happens to people that agree to things that they haven't read, and they end up in a human centipede situation. It was very funny.
Okay, Meowka, Clayton will learn that I'm a guy before the updates get done.
Seriously.
I'm not exactly sure what's that statement.
Because you said she.
God.
That's okay.
It could just be the gay reference because everybody's a she.
Yeah, except it's not. And Clayton, so
I don't get names.
Marty,
right.
You're not fucking helping me.
Margarine.
Well, I can't. I just can't on that one.
That's the best part. Totally. I can't get names right and he doesn't get genders right. Yeah. So really it's a whole thing.
I just wrote I know you can't see this. But those shoes are beautiful. I wrote right here on my notepad, right there in the circle that you can't see because
it's a lay.
It says no. Meow Cal's a boy.
Oh my God!
Potentially could be a lay. I mean, depending on
now that you know.
Both are possible. One's preferred.
Exactly. Now that you've had the update,
Nairobi and
so Meow Cal, Meow Cal, as one man to another.
Now, finally,
what the hell is? I don't know. Do you just have an issue with download speeds? I don't understand what the hell's going on.
It's cold there; it might not download fast.
I don't know, but
could be Wi-Fi.
I don't know, but I'm still surprised at the fact that you're just upgrading to Windows 10 from this point. I don't understand that.
I actually believe for a second that all cats were female.
Well, where do you think? Not. Well, they can't be.
I know. I realized. I was like, oh, are they?
Oh, boy.
We got some explaining to do. Ow.
Show me on the
Pooh
Bear.
Now, I know there were birds and bees. I didn't. Are there cats?
Yeah, there are.
I have something for you boys.
Oh, my gosh. This early in the show at a gift or a present?
Yeah. Except I ain't giving it to you.
An even bigger bag of pistachios? Right.
What do you mean you're not giving it to us? Dorito socks. Oh. Look at you. Look at you.
Do you remember when you did that story?
Yes.
Oh, is it the women, the female Doritos?
No.
Yeah, but what was the story about?
It was about Dorito socks. And no, you said Barney will get them. I bet Barney has them.
Oh, I was remembering the lady Doritos.
I wish somebody would document what
left.
This show talks about.
Jesus, I don't know how you people don't remember things.
I don't see where Dorito socks would stick with me for a real long time.
A big deal was made of it.
Okay.
So then I went out and I found the fucking socks.
I'm trying to figure out a way to be passive aggressive about this is what I'm doing.
I'm being passive aggressive.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
How do you not figure
You're passive aggressive, I'm passive aggressive, it doesn't work.
Well, whatever you need.
The only disappointment would be is I'm guessing there's no Doritos in there. Or
ooh, that would be great. Now, had you brought Doritos...
I can't fucking win with you.
It would be better if the rest of the people could hear it if you talked into the mic.
Doesn't matter.
She's got a big mouth.
She's got attitude tonight.
They can hear me over here.
I can hear her in the soundproof booth. Wow.
We're going to build a soundproof booth.
I'm going to win this fucking pageant.
Oh. Yes, it is a lady chip.
I know all the questions.
I know all the questions.
Doritos is a lady chip.
No, remember they made lady ones.
And it's made like this.
It is. Oh, okay.
Right, no, but
go ahead and eat your Doritos.
But don't you recall
going
the story
down on a Dorito
about women needed quieter snacks?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I remember.
All right, well,
I remember a lot.
She
of
was
things.
Dreaming about socks.
God damn no, it! I guess so.
And then I have no idea. It's like asking me what someone's name is. It's not a good idea. Computers are people's first names.
I don't think it does it unless the power goes out. I don't think so though.
No, cold should not affect download speeds. Heat actually is worse on it than anything else. But no, cold should not affect. What was it? Okay. No, I mean,
oh, no,
electronic.
No, no, yeah, no.
Jenny,
two different
throw some hand signs.
She's That's being right. a gangster. Oh, no.
I don't
no,
fucking
let's
know.
Not. I can't.
If so, then I'm fucked up here in the middle of the tundra.
Oh,
I, yeah,
the
sure.
show gets Tell whiter me,
sorry.
Every week.
Oh, by the way, greetings, everybody. This is show 336. It's the 27th of February, 2018, where we are. Or who knows when the fuck you're going to hear this. That chair that's empty right there will be filled just in a little while. Kat Carlson, she is at a Pride meeting. She's on the board. Or I don't know what the fuck she's doing with it. Anyway, she's on the Pride meeting doing that tonight, so she's a little delayed in getting here. Our Pride is just about a month away, so they are in the final stages of making sure they got their shit together.
Well, good
they
luck.
Will.
Good luck.
Captain Fernelli is with them.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
The little Fernelli, he's
that's
with
fair.
Them.
That's yes. fair. The court case that Amina's talking about, that's pretty fantastic.
You have to decriminalize gay sex between males. That seems like a... I guess we got to start somewhere.
Well,
that will continue to go on.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm curious, and
what
Amina, I'm
like
sure,
a
can explain this, but the reason I'm sure it would be men is, do they even consider women?
Right.
Oh, I'm sure not.
I mean, that's fair.
Right? I mean, not to sound ignorant, but
I would immediately assume, well, like you just said, do they even consider women?
Yeah.
I would just immediately assume, just like it does in this country, well, if it's good for men, we'll just let men do it. It doesn't make any difference. Right, fuck whatever women want to do.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They want to fuck women.
Not a personal opinion of mine.
No,
I'm just echoing
saying,
what the sentiment is of a lot of people out there.
Absolutely.
A lot of countries. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and a lot of valid point. A lot of countries.
Yeah, we have
sex.
That.
Well,
man.
as we go along in the show, I'd like to have more updates from Meow Cal on how his updates are going, and to see if we can do anything. How, by the way, Meow, if you can. Whatever product or item you're updating, how are you viewing, watching, or enjoying the show is what I was curious to know about, and interacting in the
enjoying.
Chat room. Because, well, or maybe you're not enjoying the show.
I don't know. Well, she'll tell you in a minute.
Don't know, but still, fuck you, Marnie
in
Ryan.
In a passive-aggressive way. Well, I've watched worse shows.
Oh, there are a lot.
Some.
Oh, by the way, if you're in Germany listening right now, which according to what I see, one person listening in Germany... And it appears that they might be in, well, I can't tell what they're, I can't tell the item that they're listening on. So it tells me that there are two smartphones, there's a home entertainment system, and a desktop computer listening to us, but I can't tell
That's
which
bizarre.
Is what. But anyway,
that
Germany.
Is bizarre.
We know too much.
Germany, if you can, find the chat room if you can and let us know where you are, how you found us.
Germany.
All that. What did I say?
They're in Germany.
Who is?
I understand that, but I'm thinking they're probably like on an Air Force base.
Just giving you shit.
Maybe it's, you know.
I'm a little punchy.
Heil Starbucks, whatever it is. I don't know where the fuck they are.
Heil Starbucks.
I just was curious.
My Hi, guys. I'm just giving you shit. I'm sorry.
You are? Well, you are a little punchy.
Bucky.
What is that?
What?
Bucky.
A little Bucky.
What is that?
I don't know. Punchy and Bucky are just kind of throwing gang signs, according to Jay.
I feel like. It, is there Dayquil involved in this? What?
No.
What?
I want a drug test. I'm just throwing
you
it out
seem
there.
Like you seem like maybe you just crossed the threshold of I wasn't feeling as good and now I feel fucking awesome, and here you are.
Like, I don't know.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
I need your caffeine supplier because mine is not getting it done.
Did you get a little like this afternoon? I just was assuming.
Afternoon
delight. The kids still call it that.
Perhaps. No. No, that wasn't it.
Okay, well. Hang on, Meowcow says this was on my work computer or my laptop, but I have another desktop, which is a Win 7 that's doing the hard work. All right, update everything you've got. I don't understand that, sir. Update everything you've got.
Oh well, but work stuff, work computers and stuff are always different. Like yep. we're so many updates behind at work because they have to pass every fucking. Well, we had a security breach already,
right.
And it's
right.
devastating. Like
right.
you gotta.
Well, I don't know if maybe you meant like a work.
You can't be early adopters in the right. job that I do to find out that
or mine.
Everybody's yeah. got a back door in.
Yep.
Wow, that was almost hot coffee through my nose. Sorry about that. Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd.
Funny.
Well, Marin, you are a little bucky, a little punchy. You're feeling good. Things
feeling
are great.
Good.
What's going on with you? What have you been doing?
I have been perhaps similar to Al was last week with the Olympics. Just Olympics.
Okay. It's over you know.
I know.
Okay.
Thanks.
I remember how I was stopped at for saying
sad.
It was over 2 weeks. Remember? Remember the looks of disdain I got?
Hey, by the way, not for me. Go back and fucking watch this shit.
Because
I'm totally on board with the Olympics.
Oh, totally.
Always.
Now, are you
on board.
On delayed viewing? Or have you like not got... Okay. So how many days behind are you?
No. I'm all caught up with, but as far as many of the events, I had to watch them not live, like I was watching them much later, except for one, which is my obsession.
Oh.
Okay. You're going to tell us later?
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Nah, it doesn't matter. But, I have just been Olympics, and then we went to see someone delightful. On Saturday, we saw Megan Hilty and
Rutinsky,
something fucking funny as hell.
Yes.
I kind of just...
He's a charmer.
He is hysterical. And Christmas! I mean, that one is... He's like every holiday, so gay. I mean, out there. And it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Rudetsky.
A treat and a half.
Oh, it really, and it was just wonderful. And Megan Hilty is just a delight. I mean, she was as sweet, and her stories were very funny. Many things I did not know about her, so it was really kind of cool. Other than that, just a very, very good week.
I saw him with Vanessa Williams in P-Town. At the town hall or whatever they call it, like a really small little
venue.
I'm sure where they used to try witches, but it had like the upper balcony wrap around, and then just seats on the lower level, and it was just a charming, intimate set.
Mm-hmm. They went
session,
from the piano to like two
interview.
Chairs.
So this is something that he's touring and doing. Sure. Where was it at?
It was at Scottsdale Center for the Arts.
Oh, good, because it needs an intimate venue to do it like that. You're not playing for the rafters,
right? Right.
Piano
and
company.
I didn't know that she had been. Started out as an opera singer.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
And it was very funny because she went to, like I said, he was just fucking funny. And I want him to be sitting right there and just go toe-to-toe with you because I could make that happen. And that would be fantastic.
Let's get him. I am a huge fan.
I'm just not kidding because his reaction to half the shit she said, I was like, did he call Al beforehand? I mean, it was fantastic.
He's a,
but she
well,
went to
you.
Opera camp when she was
opera
12.
Camp.
Opera
and,
camp.
And he was like, you know, really just could, did not let that go. And thought that that was fantastic. You know, how many 12-year-olds are choosing that? But it just a really great venue. He's going to be at Scottsdale Center for the Arts with Vanessa Williams on Wednesday, I guess.
Oh, how fun.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she said they had done a show in, like, Connecticut or somewhere, and they were like, it was a reserved audience. And then when she was, you know, with a bunch of gay guys at P-Town in Bear Week, she just... She told some dirty fucking stories.
Oh,
I love
She's
it.
Like, not going to get away with this one on the whole tour.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's not going to play in Sun City.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, and the, some of the people, that's a, an interesting, it was an interesting thing to watch because you could tell that some people had just bought the tickets. Mm-hmm. Right, that, and I don't mean the tickets for that event. I mean for the season.
Right, right, right.
Oh,
and that this was just a date on their calendar.
Another
to,
brick in the
go.
Wall.
Right, mm-hmm. And I really wanted to punch all them in the throat.
Well, you see that. You know what? You used to see them a lot, and you still see them because it still goes on. Casino concerts where people just got it as part of like big winners, Diamond Club, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Okay. So there's whenever you see a show at a casino. The performer can't do much because they have to stay in just what they know and they do truncated shows. They don't do a lot of talking in between.
Right.
Because the audience is there because they're part of the... They just got the seats.
Got it.
Right.
So there's a big problem with casino shows that work like that.
That's a good... I've noticed that now that you say that.
Yeah,
because there
yeah.
are a few of them we've seen that are just very... Bam, 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 and done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In and out, because I have thought there's the fans that are traveling to the casinos, because yeah. I know there's probably a hotel attached, and then there's the people that are just there because, well, this is what's playing tonight, sure. or, you know, I ate 7 times at the buffet today, they gave me a free ticket, right. So...
Can we get you to go strange. Sit down somewhere
yeah.
else?
Yeah, but
you get that booth.
You can have 4 hours. You go home.
You go home now.
You go to concert now.
Yeah.
You go to concert
so,
now.
So few Asian listeners.
Well, anymore.
Can't think why. But Seth
Radetsky
has a fantastic Sorry. YouTube channel. And if you ever want to just go down a rabbit hole with a super nerd about music, musicals,
and
singing.
And he admits that and he just loves it.
It's delightful. He does a whole thing about the singing style of At the Ballet for a Chorus Line. I mean, he goes note for note for 6 solid minutes.
Yeah.
Telling you about like what you're getting out of it, and then he's obsessed with Dear Evan Hansen.
Uh-huh, I can
so
believe
he
that.
Takes,
he didn't talk about that, but I can believe it.
Oh my gosh, what happened to you?
Oh my god. I can't think of what the first word of the song is, but it's like, I've learned to slam on the brake. Anyways,
oh, right.
Waving through a window. Yeah, I'm like, what is he doing through the window?
I was like, what the hell is happening?
Is it jumping through
right
a window?
Now?
Looking through a window? I'm like, what the fuck? I can't remember what the word was. So he's obsessed with waving through a window, and he just breaks it down as to like the genius of the songwriting and the singing and like the choices that they're making and the not... when people are not cheating notes.
Okay.
He does a little bit of bashing people that cheat notes, but he's a big fan of people that actually sing the notes and why they're doing it right and what's so impressive about the range. So you can really go down a rabbit hole with him on a rainy day.
Well, and he definitely knows his shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and his command of the language is fascinating. Like, I could have truly sat there and listened to him for a very long time.
And
so
I
can see going down that rabbit hole. Because
and he
really
is, he is currently the host of Seth's Big Fat Broadway and Seth Speaks on Sirius XM Satellite Radio on Broadway. He's just a delight. He's a very funny guy.
When I saw the picture, because Aaron's mom, she's like, that's my boyfriend. She is in love with Seth. And after it was done, I'm like, oh my god, this Mo. And then I couldn't even believe it, because I was like, what the hell, just seeing a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of Neil Giuliano. Yes? Tempe.
Former mayor of Tempe.
Yeah. He looks like him. Like, there were pictures. All of a sudden, I saw him. I'm like,
He does.
Similar.
Yeah, very similar.
Similar. And so I have that in my head, and I'm like, I know. And so it was just then seeing him. I looked over, because I think that Aaron's dad is one of the best men to ever walk the face of this earth. And I looked at Sue and I said, you know, you've got pretty good taste in men. You know, these two, I'm gonna go with that. You know,
gonna give you that
really,
one.
I'm gonna give you that one because he really was something. And just again, his command of the language and music and he really did. He didn't, no pun intended, miss a beat with responses.
And it made for a very, we didn't know what to expect from it when they said the two of them were playing in P-Town. We had no idea what we were going to see. Sure. And we were like, are they really going to bring in like a whole band? Is she going to play with like a small combo? Like, how is this going to work?
And it was just him and the piano,
you know,
right?
We find out we're at a witch trial hall and you're like, what the fuck? So all I did this week was work, Olympics, mm-hmm. Olympics, try to watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, work, and then finish up the Olympics, and then a new, well, I'm hoping to piggyback off what you were obsessed with from the Olympics and take that, and then I can tell you about my other obsession,
okay,
which is spiraling out of control currently.
Oh, my.
But it was, I made it through February. What day is it? It's the 27th?
Yeah, almost.
You got another day to go.
Oh, work-wise. I'm off till, till March 2nd or 1st
good.
Or something, but
good.
This February work schedule is fucking in the rearview mirror.
Okay.
Like, that was just...
Good.
A fucking beast.
Yeah.
So I slept most of yesterday. I have to say, it took me like 8 hours to get through the closing ceremony of the Olympics because I could not stay awake to save my life.
Oh, it didn't take us that long at all because I went like this. Fast forward. I called. I couldn't listen to that fucking. I can't. And I'm not talking about language.
Now
I'm
less
talking
Asians
about music. No, the music. It was too much.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we should learn the name for that instrument.
Zitar.
Wah, 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 whatever it is. I'm not. This is nothing with language. I'm not trying to be an asshole.
I know.
It was that sound. And I was like, And then they had a little Asian boy band on there. I'm like, really? So then I had too much fun with that. So we won't go into that or we'll lose
K-pop.
That
did we learn nothing from Johnny and Tara?
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
And Terry.
And that, damn it. That's one thing that I have. Oh, shit. I got to find that. I laughed and just kept rewinding and pressing play about that Johnny Ware.
With the more you know thing in his hair. He seriously
he
had the... He had the PSA thing as a hairpiece.
Okay.
I'm sending it to you, Clinton. I have it right here.
Oh. Good.
Oh, so do I. Oh. My niece was sending it. She's like, I don't want to ruin Johnny for you if you're taping it. And I'm like, you can ruin that. Because it was on every TV at work.
God, was he funny.
And they were delightful. And they finally got Terry a little bit of rhinestone on his microphone.
Yeah.
He finally got just the tiniest bit of bedazzle. Maybe a half an inch of bedazzled microphone.
Right? Oh, it's fantastic.
And I loved it when they were, it ended and they distinguished, or whatever the word is, they put out the fire.
Extinguished
the fire.
I'm air-dropping
And
you.
So he's like, are you two crying? And they're like, of course we are. Clayton,
that's
you.
That's funny.
Well, you've airdropped a video.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm not playing anything.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, that's just for me to enjoy?
Yeah. No,
because
that,
I was. Okay, because I was going to try to find the.
I'll send you a picture.
Send me, finally a picture of it.
So that's easy.
After last week's, we got blocked worldwide by the IOC.
Why?
The International Olympic Committee? Because of the video that I played of. Of Johnny, or not Johnny,
of Adam
and Leslie, and that whole thing. Yeah, no, I have to edit that video to get it to air, because they blocked it quickly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what Big Mo was watching us? How'd they know?
Oh, no, it's a digital footprint. It's just like, no, their computers are scrubbing everything, looking for shit.
Isn't
that
interesting?
The second it posted, it was like, bing bong.
Wow.
You got that.
No, that was the sound of the music. In the closing ceremony.
For Christ's sakes. What is... That's like Bride of Frankenstein looking.
Oh, I know, but look at it. It's the star and the wavy lines from The More You Know.
Sorry, Anna.
And if you don't know, because the cauldron is behind her, she looks like she's got a little party hat on. If you look at the picture.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I got to figure out how to get this on.
Can anybody explain to Annette that it was a little Asian boy band? Like, in all sincerity.
Oh, it was. They're calling it K-pop. It was an K-pop. Asian boy band.
That's it was. Fair. I mean, it was the Backstreet
there
Boys.
There was a lot of them, too.
There were a large number of them.
I felt like there was like 9 members of that band.
Correct.
But they could dance.
They could dance, absolutely.
They were lip syncing their asses off, but they really could dance.
And the music was good. I didn't mind the music.
Yeah.
For that. That came out wrong. Just stop it.
But the Beijing part made me cry. I can't... The whole postcards, the yep. greetings for mm-hmm. the new year, and the welcome to Beijing.
Oh, there were a number of those.
The figure skaters, uh-huh. the hockey players, the skiers, the bobsled yeah. team. There was a current team, and I can't remember if it was speed skate. I can't remember what discipline it was, but they had the current team doing the welcome to Beijing in their just before a medal ceremony. It was just lovely. Yeah. I found that.
I don't disagree. I thought that it was in memoriam
yeah.
that they did.
Oh, they do that at the Olympics too?
It's the second year. I didn't realize that. I guess I did not pay attention last year or 2 years ago. But was that when it was in Sochi, right?
No, I think they meant Brazil. Did they mean the last Winter Olympics they did it?
Winter Olympics, I believe.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think I made it through the whole closing either. Ceremony.
I don't think
of
I made
Sochi.
It through all of the because it was basically like the Summer Olympics in Sochi.
Yeah.
Remember?
I enjoyed it, but I don't think I made it through the whole closing ceremony.
Yeah, but they didn't in memoriam, and so then it was very impressive.
Yeah,
from start to finish.
And one of the things they really wanted to do is they wanted to show off their technology. They were so a lot of the show was about their culture, and then a lot was about mm-hmm. their contributions to technology or their advancement in technology. So that was really cool. Some of the stuff that they were doing with that screen.
And the drones.
Yeah, the drones. That all was so cool.
Forget it with the bear and the heart.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I did not understand what they were saying, again, because I was asleep the first 2 times I watched it. And when they said it was drone lights making up those shapes, I'm like, that's frightening and cool at the same time. Like, yeah. Big Brother is watching us, but he's also entertaining us.
Exactly.
So thank you.
And maybe he is taking a peek over into North Korea to see what's happening over there. With one eye, the teddy bear was like this.
What? Yeah, it's Leslie Jones. Yeah, right. What do you mean, 60 miles away?
Leslie Jones is up in that drone. God, she's...
Nobody told me it was 60 miles away. What am I doing here?
Okay, it took me a second to get here, but this is the hair that you were talking about.
Oh, come on.
But see, on top of her head, the cauldron
looks
like
a little candle. She's wearing it like she's... the candelabra from Beauty and the Beast.
Right, right. Lumiere. What in the heck? He's killing me. It's like they just let Liberace host everything.
Oh, I know. Thomas Jefferson meets Liberace in the More You Know commercial.
Right. My God.
Oh, with a little bit of Bride of Frankenstein. Just a whisper.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Well, this past weekend, on Friday, a group of us decided that we wanted to go to God's Waiting Room, so we went to Palm Springs.
To Denny's?
No.
No, Luby's. Luby's Cafeteria is really God's Waiting Room.
Different, yeah. No, we went live on location to Palm Springs. Well, it was interesting because it's God's Waiting
Super
Room.
Super off-season.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's they're in season. That whole goddamn city's booked.
I forgot old people don't work.
Well, no, but it's cool. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful weather there. So every hotel room in the whole city, because they had a car auction, they had Black Lives Matter Month. It's a Black History Month. They had a Black History Month parade. They had so many things going on.
With Asian boy bands?
Right. So we go to...
Doesn't make either one of you less guilty.
Really, just to watch different people drink and, you know... Sure. Good. So it was interesting because people watching was very fun because it's... Like the pun says, you know, when you go to a dance in Palm Springs to 70s and 80s music, you're dancing with 70 and 80 year old people.
That really is.
So
it's only funny because it's true.
So we got there Friday night. Well, Saturday morning we get up and we walk from the hotel down like one of the main streets down in downtown Palm Springs, and we assumed that there was some sort of a street fair going on. We didn't know anything about what the hell, but there were cars lined up and there were bands. Like, you could see all the staging, and we're like, okay. So we didn't know what it was. So as we're walking through on the sidewalks alongside of it, I stopped and asked one of the kids who was in a full band uniform. Like, he's ready to do whatever.
He's a major.
I think he was a tuba player or anything, something. Anyway, so I asked him, I'm like, hey, we're tourists in town for the weekend and we don't really know. I said, what's going on? And he goes, I have no idea. And I said, you're That's dressed funny. In a band uniform and you're going to do something. What are you here for? Oh, it's Black History Month parade. Oh, so we figured out
that.
So we were actually right at the start.
Why
of
the costume, sir? Just a Thursday.
And it just matched 37 other people. Yeah. So that was interesting because we were right at the starting point of the parade where all of the bands converged and the dance groups and all the stuff. That was kind of fun just to be unexpectedly part of a parade that we didn't plan to be part of, or not part of, but around. It's just stunningly beautiful in Palm Springs to walk around. Just even in the downtown city, there's so many little shops and things to go through. We did spend a good amount of time in Stacy's Palm Springs bar.
Really?
Had several
Weird.
There.
Unusual turn of events, yeah.
But it was so funny. Some of the older characters are just hilariously funny.
Yeah.
On Saturday afternoon, after all the parade, everything, three of the five of us were sitting in Stacy's bar, and a group. You know how I always say no running, no running.
Right.
We have a rule, no running. Well, a group of gentlemen got up to leave, and they were all like, "Bye, we'll see you all later." And I said, "Bye." And the one who was the last one in the group, he had a cane, and he was walking rather slow. And I said, and I'd had just enough Bloody Marys. So I'm like, "Sir, remember, no running." And he's like, "Won't do it. I'm good." And he got two steps past me, and he goes, "Besides, I'm late for soccer practice." The timing was perfect. So funny.
I love it.
That he was still just right on that.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was interesting to see and watch.
Right after they get their jello, they're just the sparkliest.
Spry.
Yeah.
Spry as hell is what they are.
After that last serving of jello.
And sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, overall, it was fun and funny. And then my friend Dan Gore, who owns the bar Oscars that's in you know Dan.
Yeah.
He does.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he has this little thing, and there was a sign on the side that said breakfast $6.99 or whatever the hell it was. So we decided that we were going to go there on Sunday morning for breakfast. So I had messaged him, hey, five of us coming for breakfast, and he texted me back. He was like, "In the morning?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, that's when you have breakfast." And he's like, "Okay," and I'm like, "Well, I didn't know if that works." So he goes, "I don't know how your breakfast works," and he responds back, "I don't know how it works either because this is our first day." And I'm like, "Okay," I was all confused. Well, we get there and find out they do breakfast all the time, but it was the first day of them doing a breakfast drag show in the courtyard. Which, if I would have realized, I'd avoided and gone to IHOP.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, you got eggs and bacon and toast, and then five. And day drag is not pretty.
No.
It's not friendly. So we had that.
They're not friendly. You're not friendly.
They call it the bitchy brunch. Now, the funny thing about the bitchy brunch, and I should have pulled up, and maybe I still can between now and when the show goes on, the menu.
Wait, are we on now?
Yeah, we're on now. Well, maybe I can pull it up a little bit later.
No.
The menu.
this production meeting is really long.
The menu is very funny. It's called the Bitchy Brunch. One of the items is the South of the Border omelet, wall not included.
Nice.
There were some of the little comments that are on the menu were just so funny that I had to read the whole thing. Whoever wrote it was really comical. And I'm not sure if it was my friend Dan or somebody else, but it was a very funny menu. Similar to Guy Fieri's thing. So did that. And then on the way back home, once we finished and cleared all that up, driving out of Palm Springs, and we're about ready to make the ascension into the mountains to go over to all that. Well, down the road, maybe a good... maybe a mile, maybe half mile, you see there's a whirlwind going, and in the whirlwind are big fucking tumbleweeds that blow over the freeway and all that other stuff because you're in the middle of the desert. So
Coachella Valley, for those listening, if you've ever heard of the Coachella Music Festival, that's the valley he was in.
Jenny, what the fuck does that even mean? I don't even know. Did I say something? I don't know.
Oh, I think...
Your hat.
Oh, it's on backwards because the bill will make my face really dark. What do you want from me? Jesus Christ.
It's been a long production meeting.
So, it is. So, anywho, Ricardo's in front of me in his vehicle, and he sees the tumbleweeds going in and out of traffic, and like he's like, oh God, so he misses it. Well, I got it, and I took the full brunt of that fucking tumbleweed, and it was the entire width of the front of the Explorer, and it just went right into the radiator and the grill. The whole oh my God.
It's very exciting, though, the way they break apart like they're made out of glass. Like
It was everywhere. It was everywhere. So he said that it was very funny to look at all the bird's nests in the front of the vehicle because he's in front. So but everything was fine, so we drove on, and the next stop we did, I had to pick out as many pieces as I could. And then today I finished up, took about a little over an hour to finish taking it apart putting the little pieces of the grill that had popped out back in place. It was, they don't screw around those fucking things. It was, boom.
I've only ever had them hit the windshield, not the, whatever that front part is called.
Grill.
The grill.
Yeah, but the windshield is always fun because they break, it looks like it's going to be really scary and then it just disintegrates into dust and it's like having a superpower almost.
I don't think that's what happened here.
It is not what happened here. But Ricardo said Ricardo said in the rearview mirror it was awesome because it just hit and went exploded and went everywhere. And I'm like, why the hell didn't you?
I'm just glad nothing happened.
His friend, like Alberto, his friend that was riding with him, somebody should have recorded this. I mean, if I'm going to suffer through it, for God's sakes, give me something.
Sure.
But,
work with me, people.
Yeah, or I should have had one of those little cameras on the rearview mirror that records everything.
A GoPro.
Yeah, one of those things. Whatever the hell it's called.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Always hit tumbleweeds at full speed. Agreed.
I guess, because they went, it was brutal.
And on that drive back from Colorado after the accidente, and we went through, like,
Happy Jenny?
Yeah. We came down the hill. You get into Flagstaff, we get into shitty weather again, and then you like come down the hill into Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And it was still snowing. It was still a winter storm. And the guy that was kind enough to like fly up there, drive the truck back that I rented, he like as we were driving in the middle of the night through Flag, like swerved on the road to miss a tumbleweed. And the girl with the broken pelvis sitting in the front seat with him just punched him as hard as she could. She goes, "You hit the next motherfucker that gets in front of this car."
That had to
take it out.
Also, just scary.
Yeah, just scary because we knew that the roads were slippery. Sure. It was still kind of bad weather, and we all did this whole like lurch with the swerving to avoid that. And we're like, "It's a goddamn tumbleweed. It will do nothing to your car."
Yeah, but I've done that with bags that are in the road. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Some things you don't know what's in them.
Right, exactly. Yes.
There was a pink balloon bouncing down the road, kind of like out of it, on 15th Avenue the other day. And I was a little nervous to like go over it with my car. I'm like, what the fuck is in that? Why is there a pink balloon bouncing?
Uh-huh. And why is it lasting?
And completely its own, like there was nothing going
on
in the park.
There's no reason for it to be there.
There was no pink balloon festival in the park.
Well, and it's not.
There were no houses on the right
that
had pink balloon.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm. It's all terrible. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read just for the hell of it. Chef Arturo, stuffed French toast, seriously good, it says. Our famous stuffed French toast served with ham, eggs over medium, sausage, bacon, cheddar cheese, spinach, and tomato. If you think we're going to have this deliciousness all morning, you're crazy. Sold out, sold until it sells out. So that means you still got a fighting chance.
There you go. I like when they put that on menus, that like limited supplies. Like, tell us.
Don't
get us all excited and be like, we've 86 the bagels, the eggs, the bacon. You're just here for that cushion.
Yeah. Awesome.
I like it.
They call the bagel with cream cheese something for simple-minded folk.
Oh.
There was a...
My cousin Mike from Missouri happened Friday or Thursday standing here at the house. I get a text from him. Hey, I'm flying over. Just want you to know because I'm going to Palm Springs. Oh. And I text him back, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, how fun.
So I linked up with him on Saturday. We met he drove over to where we were and had coffee. And he was there for, obviously, for work. And then he flew out on Sunday morning. So, So oddly, in Palm Springs, I get to see my cousin from Missouri, hang out for a few minutes and have coffee. It was kind of fun to...
Oh, that's fine.
I love it. That's great.
Continue on with whatever story you were going to tell.
Oh, nothing. I don't remember.
Okay.
Whatever's next. No. Hit it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing else?
I don't think so.
Mm.
I mean,
well, I don't really have a lot of anything else either. We're just going to do, you want to do the obsession stuff? Is that we're going to do that now?
Sure.
Okay, well, how come this isn't sorted right? That's weird. Okay, we'll do this.
Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references
only to be met with blank stares.
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Well, in light of Kat Carlson being out of studio at this point, we will, I'll start this and deflect to Marnie.
That's cute.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what else to do about
it. Very nice. So my obsession, women, well, that would be obvious. But
could you narrow that down a little, please?
I think I will. Women in the Olympics. Just fucking awe-inspiring. I was taken. I was smitten. I was Twitter-pated. I was all the feels.
All the feels. And they really saved a lot of good stuff for last.
They really did. First of all, who in God's name ever thought that cross-country skiing could be fun in any amount of time to watch? Watching paint dry, I consider that more fun than cross-country skiing.
Okay.
To watch it or to even attempt, I would never.
They've made everything at this Olympics life or death. Like, the courses are insane. No one should live through half the shit they built.
I agree. Because all of it was great.
Yeah.
And I think compared to 2 years ago, you sit there and you're like, this is Winter Olympics. Like, it felt like one of the first times recently.
Oh, it felt like the first time in a long, long time.
Bridget.
That it was actually Olympic camel toe everywhere.
On the men, too.
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, it really felt like Winter Olympics.
Yes,
like
yes. Said. It was the coldest Olympics, and I can't remember how many years they said.
Yeah. Stop how many
ski events? Because they were on top of mountains with like terrible weather conditions and it wasn't safe. And then they would show them, and I'm like, why the this hasn't been like this kind of weather has not been in the Olympics in years. Yeah. And then finally they admitted it was the coldest and the most wintry. I know I can't remember what year they said. I feel like they said Yugoslavia, but I don't know.
No, I don't know.
If they said Sarajevo, if it was that long or if maybe Calgary was the last one. It was a long time ago, the one that they mentioned. But I can't remember.
Okay, because it just looked awful.
And then they made the courses. So the one day, have we talked about men's snowboard cross? Doesn't roll off the tongue yet. My new favorite sport of this year.
The skiing with the snowboarding
where they go six at a time.
Down
the most treacherous course ever made, and it was frozen. Mm-hmm. The course was rock hard, frozen, and super slippery. And they were like, top three finishers advance. Three people didn't finish the race. They're in body bags. In the back. People would not finish the race. Did we not talk about this last week? It was hysterical.
I think that happened. I feel like that happened after.
Are these six people on individual snowboards or one big board?
No. They're on six boards all next to each other in a really narrow lane, but they're taking on turns and then they jump.
Oh.
Like they jump over two hills at the same time and they all have to land but not hit each other.
Right. It was like picture
Death Race 2000. Olympics. Yeah.
Picture the Summer Olympics with swimming, right? They're all in their own lane.
But this time the lane's frozen. They're on boards, and they got to jump over things like dolphins. Yeah. They're doing like a dolphin show. Wow. It was insane. And the one skier, the snowboarder, that fell, and then he got up because then it would be whoever can limp to the finish line gets to advance to the next round. He had a broken neck. Like that's how bad these injuries were. Yes, I think he was Italian.
Did he medal?
No, because they had to take him off. But he did advance.
You know how Italians are.
Because he was alive, he advanced to the next round, but then was disqualified due to his broken neck.
They put him on a toboggan.
Oh, my God. And they had to take him out. They had to take the guy out
him to go ahead on the next race.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just
don't write this down.
We're going to tell you. The guy in the half pipe that got so hurt. That came down because it's a 30-foot wall.
Oh.
What is it, a 20-foot wall with 22-foot wall, and then they were making 17-foot jumps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So these people were falling four stories into frozen ice. Like, I'm like, nah, settle the fuck down. But that was terrific. So don't try to play it now or don't watch it. We're not going to watch it because we don't want to get booted off for breaking the IOC's rules. But Find Snowboard Cross Men's. The women was good, but they said that it had warmed up some, so that the snow had melted a little bit.
And slowed them down just a little.
Yeah, so many more women survived than the men did.
Many more.
And so I have the NBC app, and I have watched that thing.
I do too.
So many fucking times.
I've had the Olympics on here. Well,
so tell us who you're obsessed with.
Okay, so when we talk about the women in the Olympics, because the men seem to not be as impressive.
Yeah, the women were on their game. Yeah,
they really were. And the two biggest. Well, Chloe Kim was awesome, but we talked about her last week, and she was a snowboarder, but seriously, real, real adorable. But the women's hockey,
it was amazing.
So back in the day, I don't remember if I had said anything about this last week, but back in the day, my dad worked nights, and when my parents were still married, my dad worked nights and mom would watch hockey. And for those that have never watched a sporting event with my mom, all of you, she is a little bit like me, where it'll be like, come on, what is wrong with you? Like, we think we have the bat phone.
I think my mom used to yell at football all the time.
Absolutely.
As God intended.
We feel like we have the bat phone and they're going to pick it up.
I yell at the Oscars.
Go ahead, Coach Ryer. What's happening? and I'd be like, don't you see that defense? So anyway, my dad used to yell at my mom and be like, Diane, go to the basement. Take that TV and go to the basement. Because she'd be screaming at
While he was trying to sleep.
And mom would just be like, well, fine, and she blushing a little bit then. And so scotches in, and she's like, she's on the ice. And
literally.
Literally. Mm-hmm, she's on the sauce. But anyway.
Sorry, Di.
Sorry, Mom. She knows. So anyway.
Does she?
I'm
just kidding.
Oh, no, she's good. She's there. So I'm at Fry's Wednesday night, flash forward about 48 years. And I'm at Fry's, and I have the Olympics app on my phone. And all of a sudden it dawns on me I did not record.
Oh, the women's hockey.
Women's hockey, the gold medal match between the US and Canada, which is huge.
Yeah.
So backpedal a little bit. You have to keep in mind that in 88, when I graduated, that was just becoming a thing.
Yeah.
Right? They used to have this asinine girly sport, I say with love, called ringette.
And oh, Jesus, I never heard of that.
It was, so they had broom ball that anyone could play, men or women, which was dumb as shit.
Okay.
And then they had ringette for the girls. And it was kind of it was kind of like, oh, let's appease the girls. Fine, you can go on the ice, girls. You know, here you go. Here's a broom. Learn to clean. And
it's called curling.
Whatever. And so then they would have this ringette, and literally it was a ring and a stick, and that was how they played hockey. And basically they had a fuck you moment and said, no, we're going to play hockey. And they went out there, and probably by 89, it had become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And early 90s is when they started in high school having a girls' team, et cetera, et cetera, rather, in school.
Did they coincidentally also get a dental plan? Because I know how hockey works.
Maybe. Yeah. Because the girls,
a lot less teeth in that sport.
They don't fuck around. They just do not fuck around. They really play hard. And so watching that, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm not. So I start and I'm in aisle 12 and I'm watching the game, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, come on. And they're in overtime. There's 4 minutes left, something like this. And I'm screaming. And I go, go to the basement, Marnie. And
you're disturbing the other. I can just see you in aisle 12.
I was. And I'm like, oh, my God, go to the basement.
Sitting down next to the popcorn.
But you know the best part about that is.
I'll pay for it when I'm done.
I know.
The best part about that is,
if go there, get a beer.
Had there been a camera on you, that would have been one of the great, like a promo commercial that sure. NBC or whoever would use as, you know, everybody's into the Olympics.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, God. Well, yeah, but they probably would have gotten me in trouble for going and getting the beer and opening the popcorn and, you know,
well, that's
doing
just
all that.
Good planning.
I'm just saying.
When in Rome?
Is it, it's called a convenience store.
It is. I can't run out. But it was, really was fantastic. So by the time I really did, I checked out like very mm-hmm. quickly and thought I have to go home because then it went into a shootout. Because once overtime runs out, then they go into
a shootout.
Okay.
And you have six people on either side that get to five.
Several.
Yeah, something like that. That get to take a shot on goal. And it should have been the Minnesota Olympics as far as Meow Cal, you're not wrong. I actually could have seen me starting to throw things. but this 20-year-old from, I believe, Andover, Minnesota, is in goal, 20 years old. Like this, on this stage, it was just crazy. And it came down to it, and we had three, and I think they had two, and she was able to stop
last the puck
one, and you just with the gloves going up, and I'm crying, oh, and I've got the chills, and I've got, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That was I watched wonderful. That one. I watched that one at work.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
all
stirring.
I love that. Yes.
Then I went home and watched it. Yep. On the TV, just to see if it was that good.
I just kept replaying it. And then...
And luckily, so did NBC.
So did they. Yes, I was very thrilled with that. But I was also so fucking taken with the gal from Afton, Minnesota. Do we see a trend that lots of Minnesotans... Well, what the fuck else are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Meow Cal?
If they can't get the Winter Olympics right, then who's gonna?
Come on. And so, again... Who thought that cross-country skiing could be in any way enjoyable?
This one's my obsession.
Yes.
This cross-country team sport? I never even know what the fuck it was.
Also, I guess my muscles are sore.
Oh, my God.
From helping her.
And now, unfortunately, if you watched it on the app, if you have the NBC Olympics app, they had a different color commentator because the color commentator for figure skating is this British lady who's very dry but very knowledgeable. And then someone from NBC International who's just duller than a box of rocks. Well, the color commentators for this team, women's team cross country, it was I don't know. It was like third best tree from the left. It was like, to me, it seemed like a really watered down sport, but I happened to have it saved. And somebody was like, have you seen it? And I'm like, no, they're like, I won't spoil it. They're like, just go home and watch it. So at first I tried to watch it at work. And I got the boring color commentators. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna go home and save this and see what they did. And you have to watch it from an NBC from the actual NBC
broadcast.
I agree.
Not the networks of Universal, but the actual NBC. As the guy who is normally used to calling it like golf, has just lost his fucking mind as he realizes that they have a chance not just to medal, but to go for gold. And then it was the
tightest.
Which
they have never gotten. Male or female,
male or female. They were the first U.S. people to ever win a cross-country event at the Winter Olympics in the 7 million years they've been doing this.
Which is an exciting thing, I guess. I didn't know that until that day.
Oh, I mean, he was hoarse. By the time the poor lady won, he had nothing. He was, like, screaming her on, like, can you go to the basement? Like, the guy in the booth with him had to have been going deaf from it.
And he kept trying to talk over him to do the...
Yeah, but he couldn't... Like, go!
Oh, my God! He was insane.
His head came unhinged. I'm convinced of it.
And because of him, I was much more excited.
My heart... Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. He really made it. And then when I watched it on the... When I watched it on the app again, I was trying to show somebody. I'm like, is nothing without the.
You don't understand.
It's nothing without the color commentary. Yeah. Like you really need
everyone
to be invested.
Her, yeah, you're like this.
Okay. It'd be like watching, you know, The Miracle on Ice without Al Michaels. Yeah.
Totally. That's
then it's just a hockey game.
Of.
Yeah. That's,
it is just a hockey.
But because they hire one person who does broadcasting and then people that know the sport and biased, of course, because it's a U.S.
Sure.
That guy was, so I don't know who I was more obsessed with. Them for winning, the fact that they're their legs must have been on fire because it really did come down to three of them just racing for their lives.
And you, their arms and
oh
like
my god, they're just going. And it was like the last 2 minutes was all you needed to see the whole race because I don't know what the fuck happened before then.
Yeah.
Because I fast forwarded because I'm like, well, we're just skiing.
I'm
like, what's going on?
I'm not going to watch that whole thing.
No, and that's why I said, but I, because I was like, everyone said it was so exciting. And I'm like, fast forwarding, like, huh? And then I turned it on. I'm like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah. And again, last 10, 15 seconds is really all you need because it's kind of like that other thing, right? Cross country and archery. What the fuck?
Biathlon. That's like the original winter sport. Like, one of the original winter sports.
I still don't understand.
Because you might need to ski over to your neighbor's house and shoot them. Yeah.
Wow.
And we have the Olympic event
Honey,
to make it better.
I caught a deer. Yeah.
Yeah. Deer. Just
Go
fun.
Get a deer.
Well, I'm saddened to report that my a place that I had debated about going to visit for one specific reason, Tonga didn't medal in anything.
Yes.
Tonga. No, they only had one athlete. Oh, did you miss his beautiful moment?
I missed all of it.
Oh.
I'll have to Google it and find it. But no, I just was checking that Tonga has they got nothing.
Well, he was their only athlete. This is the second year in a row that he was their only athlete, second Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't seen snow till like last Tuesday.
Right, like literally weeks ahead.
Yeah, trained on wheels, like many of them do train on them.
He's so lovely.
So, but you have to watch him. He had the finest Olympic moment of the whole Olympics, I thought.
Really?
Okay, yeah, again, cross-country skiing. But it was the long one, the one that's almost like a, I feel like that's it. Somebody tell me what his event was.
I think cross country skiing or something like that. Cause that's what, when they interviewed him, they're like, why did you choose this? You're from a place that has no snow. And he goes, we just thought that was the best chance we had.
No, and it was the Olympics. And he knew he wasn't going to win, but he did not finish last, as many had predicted.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe you didn't watch his great moment.
I don't know.
But it was all, it was one of those things that made it bigger than everything else. It was like the hashtag of
the
day.
I have to tell you, and I didn't see any
so
of that watching all of that.
He finished the race, and I think he was third from last or fourth from last. Made it over the finish line. Very proud, but then turned around to become the greeter for the people that were finishing him. Hugged the next guy in line, and then the guy that actually won the race and had already done interviews because they were so far behind skied up, and then he and the guy from Tonga like greeted the people that left, and then they had a big cheering section for the guy that came in last to let him know that everyone was still there paying attention to the race even though it was over. And he was like the entire spirit of the Olympics. I can't believe you missed it. It was one of the best stories.
I missed that.
Was just adorable on the ice hugging everybody. He was so charming. And I thought, how great. And then he was cute. They only showed him briefly in the closing ceremony. They didn't make a big deal about it.
Okay.
But he carried the flag, and he's the only athlete. Sure. But he did his little dance for the camera real quick, and they just said Tonga. Like, they didn't zoom in on him because everybody walked in so quickly for the closing ceremony.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was really cute that he was there, and he had that great moment. It was in all the highlights for the, you know, as they were just making you cry. That moment with all of them hugging at the finish line was like the, on all the highlight reels for the,
there were
17 days.
And yeah, I don't know how I missed that, but I did.
Oh, it was lovely.
There were 9 on here, and there were a couple of these that I did miss. But it really was about the women. It was just insane.
Oh my God, and Vaughn.
Vaughn, yeah, Lindsay Vaughn.
Lindsay Vaughn's interview about retiring and spreading her grandfather's ashes down the mountain while she skied because he was in the Korean War. Yep.
Oh, that's a cool story.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. If you had a dry eye through that fucking story, you are made of stone.
You are. I mean, you and I cry at damn near anything, but
that was too much.
For real.
That
you need to fucking well up.
Well, I was able to find... Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Hang on. I got this. So here's... there's a picture of him celebrating something.
That's the opening ceremonies.
Oh, is that still opening ceremonies? Yeah. And then apparently this is the first day he ever saw snow.
Oh.
He's so cute.
He is so cute. And then, whatever the hell he's doing there, but I'm not mad at whatever.
Selling it.
A selfie.
Yeah. Right. But that, I mean, how do you, oh my God, that's just adorable.
Yeah, and lost 30 pounds to cross-country ski. And I don't remember what his event, I don't remember. Oh, no, he was some kind of a boxer or a fighter at the Summer Olympics.
Sure.
Okay. But he was eliminated, like, first. Like, he didn't even make it to the second round. He's just there for the...
He's happy to be there.
No,
I'm going to walk in.
But almost everybody at the Olympics isn't going to medal.
Yeah.
Like, almost everyone is just there to be in the Olympics and participate in sports.
Better athletes than...
Right, than most of the world.
Most of the world.
But when they do something like that and they show that...
You are right.
Yeah, when you do that thing where you show the Olympic spirit and great sportsmanship.
Yep.
And seriously, the announcer, that's another one. If you can make it dry-eyed to the announcer in both in the online boring humans and then the ones trying to sell it. When they when he turns around and waits for the next guy to finish, like the announcers teared up. They were like, what? Wow. Oh, that's nice. And then those two waited for the next one, and then those three waited for the next one. And then when the guy that won the race finds out, I mean, it was just... Sure. And then they're, like, lifting the guy up that lost completely. I mean,
it's not condescending?
No, not at all. It was so, like, you finished an Olympic race. Like, oh, my God.
I'm so moved. I'm assuming all of this was in prime time.
I have no idea. I taped so much shit. I don't know when
I just deleted it yesterday. I just deleted it all yesterday, but I'm sure it's still in the queue of recently deleted. I might be able to salvage.
Yeah, and then like I said, that one had good color commentaries for both because I showed that to everybody that would stand still long enough with me having a device. Like, you got to watch this fucking shit.
Well, and the
it was just so moving.
They had that we walked away with 9 gold, 8 silver, and 6 bronze. Norway, which. Please,
come on.
Hello.
Again, if you're not going to be good at it, then who
went to right?
Seriously. They have that Nagasu, who had the Pooh Bears like thrown at him. The
figure skater?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
History-making triple axel to Chloe Kim, who's the snowboarder we were talking about. Hangry gold medal. She had not eaten. She got up late or something, and
She was too nervous to eat, and she was hangry. Yes. And she texted that while she was waiting for her next round.
Oh,
that she was tweeting the whole time she was competing. Yep. And I didn't notice till this one, and maybe it's happened before, and I'm just more aware of it. That they all like high five before the half pipes and all those skiing events. They high five their coaches and then they turn on their whatever they're listening to and they have headphones in and they're doing it to music.
Oh, I had no idea.
All of a sudden they had a new appreciation.
So now it's orchestrated. Like it's the whole thing is a dance.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're all got something. You can see them all play something and put on their music and get in there.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
They all take it off to listen for their name to be called.
Okay.
And then, you know, you do it. And then you saw somebody pull out the thing and hit play on whatever song they have.
I honestly
prepared to get in their headspace.
Ears, but I thought that was because of like the wind,
No, it turns out they're. They look just like the kids in the park. They're jamming out.
A lot of more set there.
But I wanted all of their playlists. Totally.
Oh, that would be neat, interesting to hear
I want to know what their playlists.
Oh, because it would even be more better, because that's good grammar.
Oh, yeah.
If you could figure out and time it so that you could hear what they're listening to as they're doing it. That would be if there was a separate audio channel that you could literally listen to what is in their head.
I wonder
if
they would have playlists, like release their playlists.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah. I mean, if Apple was listening like they should be, that would be a great way to like make money. Like find out what is...
I mean, they have those now.
The Shib Sims. What are they listening to?
Right.
Oh, they were delightful.
Okay. Meow Cal. You're ringing every bell.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that because I see a picture of that. I don't really care about anything else anymore because he's just wow.
Yeah, he's real cute.
If there are more things like that in Tonga, I am willing to go.
Time to go to Tonga.
It's a tiny, tiny little island.
Well, good. Then you'll run into him.
Wow, that's a fuck you. Did you hear that? That's passive aggressive right there.
No, it just means you're
Are you hungry?
No.
Are you angry?
curling.
But don't you think
did anybody get into curling?
The janitor sports have begun. That was Leslie Jones' best line.
Well, I learned something about
it, though. The janitor sports have begun. But the men won the gold.
They did for the first time.
And again, the color commentator on that one was way too excited about curling. But then a friend of mine from high school that now lives across the street from my sister, they went to take a curling class.
I'm just reading the chat room.
I figured I'd get your attention that way. So they went and took a curling class, and they're like much harder than it looks. And it was so funny to see her like crouch down on the ice with that big goddamn thing.
Toothbrush.
It's like 35-pound polished granite. And the reason, do you know why it's called curling?
No.
I mean, what the reason? Because when they, you know what, right when they release it, they slightly spin it.
Okay.
And they call that the curl.
Oh.
I just learned that in something that I happened to catch.
Well, growing up with Canadian television is like half of our channels. Sure. We used to watch like Saturday afternoon curling. And
stop
it would just it would just be awesome.
Instead of bowling?
Yeah, right. What I was just thinking.
There was like bowling for dollars and like curling and curling was on like more than it ever should be in a childhood.
Ever.
And it's just shuffleboard with a fancy little dance
absolutely
at the beginning. But all I want to do is be, because you make fun of those fuckers, but I want to be limber enough to hold that glamorous pose.
Right when they release?
Oh my God, that one leg, there's like ballet for the love of fuck. Their legs stretched out, they've got that goddamn pose. All it needs a tiara and a sash, and they won the goddamn parade.
Like a little toothbrush on ice. It was just
and then
the
sweepers, they're just delightful.
Like a son of a bitch.
I don't know. And I still haven't figured out who's not, is
it bocce
ball?
It's just shuffleboard. It's just the closest one to the, and there's no skill to that fucking shit at all. You're just aiming for something and moving on.
And lucky if it hits and bang, you know.
Who knows?
But
I was so into it because it was the first time that an American team had ever won a gold at that stupid ass fucking sport.
And they were so excited.
You can't help but be excited for them because it's so dumb. Well, but I can't make fun because I can barely bend down and pick a pencil up. And the fucker's doing ballet moves
and
if
you saw
on ice. Frozen goddamn bowling
and
lane.
If you saw my house, you'd know I never sweep. So it is. But there were that luge bit. The luge thing doesn't make any sense to me because
it's
just
a suicide.
Fucking suicide.
Again, let's okay.
Well, the skeleton
board cross,
thing
board cross
is
suicide. Snowboard cross suicide.
Suicide.
Half pipe suicide attempt.
Suicide.
Especially the day that was frozen. Downhill skiing before they lowered it a half a mile because the winds were too high and they hit 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
70 miles an hour in the men's giant slalom, whatever it's called. I don't go 70 miles an hour in a car with a seatbelt on and 2 tons of fiberglass keeping me safe. This motherfucker, what is that helmet going to do? You take that helmet off.
Nothing.
What is that helmet going to do for you?
That's why I have an Iron Man one. Come on.
Come on. Just ridiculous. It was all suicide attempts.
I agree.
Every single sport was like, well, that's an interesting way to die. And then...
that's an interesting
Some
way to die.
Some people...
That jump thing. I don't know what it's called. Freestyle?
Freestyle.
What the fuck is that?
And how do you know you can do it?
They go up in the air.
How do you know?
And then they do... Right. They do... 2 revolutions backwards on skis, land on their feet or their ass. That's exciting, too.
Oh, my God.
And they just keep going. And then they stand up and go, I'm okay, USA. Yeah. And you're like, do your parents not like you?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're...
Did someone, like, push you?
I mean, love is out of the question, but I don't think they like you anymore.
I don't even think they like you a little
bit. The minute
bit.
They let you train for that sport, they thought, well, we needed the kidney.
Yeah.
Susie needs a kidney. Learn
It'll
this
be
sport.
Cheaper if something happened. I mean, because this Chris Masters... Masters, I think it is. Who the fuck knows? I remember them doing a story on him. He was a 3-time Olympian, and he was in this awful career slump, and he ended up having the performance of a lifetime and won the first U.S. medal ever in men's luge. So it was like this kind of...
Oh, with a beard?
Just, uh-huh.
Oh, he was a cutie.
He really was.
He was a cutie. Mm-hmm. And he cried.
Yep. First gold with that Red Gerard, the 17-year-old. I mean, that little kid, come on, 17. First person in the Olympics to have been born in 2000.
Oh, yeah.
That was Mike Tirico's little tidbit. Thanks, Mike Tirico.
I know.
Thanks, Mike, according to...
Now I'm mad at my TV, and that doesn't happen.
No, but that's how I felt, you know, like Adam Rippon. Thanks, Mike. But, it was
the
just...
elder statesman at 27. Fuck you.
Right, exactly.
How about a gold medal for being an asshole? You just won.
And that Nathan Chen, did you guys watch that? Did you see anything, like, with the figure skating? Nothing?
Mm.
That Nathan Chen, they were saying he was, like, the thing. He was going to be the really
the
big
king.
Splash. Right. And he ended up... At least 2 of the times I saw him just falling.
Yeah, he bombed both short programs, the one for the team event and then the one for the men's figure skating gold.
Mm-hmm.
He bombed, but then he came back. Unheard of. He moved from 17th to 5th.
Okay.
He did 6 quads, landed.
It was amazing.
Landed 5 of them. And then the one that gives them all trouble, all of them, is the triple axel.
Yep.
Even the men. But I got so good. I watched so much goddamn figure skating the last 2 weeks. I now know... I can tell the triple axel from all the rest.
Oh.
Because the approach is different, so I know, like, oh, they're going to throw an axel in here. And you can see it coming.
He's our own Johnny Weir.
I can just see him at his house. Oh, Axel's coming. I can just see you.
It is. But now between I, Tanya, and watching that over and over again, and how many times I've watched the Tanya Harding things, and then all these Olympic events that you know, because the men can't land it. The men can do quadruples, but if they have to go back and do a triple Axel, they bomb it all the time, and you see the difference in the approach. Like, you take off from a whole different position, and it's hard. Like, I gotta give it to them. It's legitimately counterintuitive to anything they should be. I mean, jumping up in the air is just stupid when you're on ice skates, first off. But then to do it from that angle and stop your forward and use like the stopping of forward motion to propel you into the air is not smart. It's not what smart people do.
So
it's like when hockey,
a mistake.
You watch hockey.
I do, yeah.
So you know when they do the hockey stop?
Yeah.
Imagine if they did the hockey stop, but then they decided to fly in the air and turn three times.
Because
they're going forward.
Yeah.
They skate backwards, and then just about to jump, they turn forward, hit the ice, and use that motion to spin them. So that's how you know it's an axel.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they enter it from that forward, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you still flying?
Right.
It's very weird.
What did you do wrong?
Well, I got somebody wrong in the little, my retelling of things, because I was thinking that Nagasu was the boy. I pulled a Clayton. Really, it's a girl.
Oh yeah, the one that she landed the triple axel. First American to land one in the Olympics.
Says here on my notes that Meow Cal is a boy.
And I'm going to make a note that Nagasu is a girl.
Yes.
My bad.
She is. And lovely. And because they keep playing that over and over and over, because it's such a big deal that an American woman finally, I think she's only the fourth woman to ever land in the Olympics, and she's the first American. But when they show it slowed down,
the first American woman
to land
ever to land the jump,
the triple X at the Olympics.
Okay.
There's been a couple, you know, Tanya Harding landed it second, but she was the first one to land it in an American competition. But when they show it, because they show it over and over again, and they show it in such super slow motion on that, whatever it is, 1080, whatever we watch it in.
Yes, 1080.
That you can see whether it's sweat, snot, or spit that follows her around for all.
No.
It's just funny. Because I've seen that woman, whatever it is that's flying off her body, just goes in a circle with her.
I'm like,
even the spit does it.
It follows her.
Yeah, it follows her.
So, I like it.
What were you obsessed with? Because, I mean, God
We're still on that section?
We covered that.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize we were on that section at all.
Oh, no, we covered that because that was just, that was fantastic. But I'm want to agree with you about something you said last week. I was fucking irritated that they didn't show the Olympic medals.
Medal ceremonies were few and far between, were mostly broadcast separately and like one whole event.
Right, and like snippets.
But they were so good about doing it all live on prime time.
Okay.
And making people compete in uncomfortable hours to get it on prime time for us.
Okay.
Because we are the important country.
We are, yes.
I mean, come on. In this respect,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So.
I don't think I have an obsession.
Okay.
I think we're going to just let that go. Because I really don't.
I feel like the Tonga guy was yours.
Yeah.
And wait till you see him be a good sportsman. You cry, you get a boner, it'd be uncomfortable.
Oh. For who?
Me, actually.
You won't be here.
I know, but that was just uncomfortable. Just the whole, the thought, just that.
The lap dance is better if the stripper's crying. I'm just saying. It's a song.
It's also factual.
Yeah. It's only fun because it's
true. Let's do this because, you know, we can. Finally, our headline segment, getting our moving on. My God, so many things to do. Red sauce leads to meatball thief.
It's a bird. It's a plant. It's a bird.
You can't look at that anymore.
Don't piss on electrical parts.
Well, let's wrestle.
Oh, there's something that no one's paying attention to in Pennsylvania.
We would have had two more headlines to read about, but Kat Carlson is tardier than normal to get here, so we'll come up with more stories here in just a minute on Q Talk America, because we've got them.
Oh, I have a third one.
Oh, you do? We'll get to it in a minute. We'll get to it. Very exciting for everybody. Come back with us. We're going to have hour two right after this.
We've all got places to go! We've all got places to go!
You're listening to Q Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates.